We hadn't talked for a while, and then she texted me, and we went for a walk.
She called me from time to time. I really didn't think I needed any help.
I was away from my family during the holidays, and a friend invited me to their house for dinner. It really meant a lot.
He knew I was having a rough week, so he asked me to go fishing with him.
My friend knew that I didn't want to go out, so she brought me dinner instead.
It took me from being really depressed to feeling like somebody cared. It gave me some hope. Just that one text.
Be there. Your call. Your presence. Your words. Your support. Be there and help save a life. Learn more about preventing suicide at veteranscrisisline.net.
Greetings and welcome back. Growing by leaps and bounds, still into our 30th year here at the one and only Excellence in Broadcasting Network. No. I am not suffering any pangs of guilt. I just feel it necessary to explain. The bulk of this audience is here every day. You'd be amazed at the number of people in this audience, which is now in excess of 20 million, that listen to all of it. You would be stunned, my friends. But even at that, there are people that don't listen to all of it. They tune in here and there when they have time. Plus, we have the new members of the audience, which, you know, find some today for the first time, last week for the first time. So I'm always making efforts to keep things in context here so that new listeners have some background what I'm talking about. And this story about collusion between Trump and the Russians to affect the outcome of the election, folks, there's a reason the media and the Democrats will not let go of this. It's all they've got. Remember, they're discombobulated genuinely. They are mentally out of kilter. They're emotionally imbalanced over all of this. They still have not come to grips with what happened. They are still in the mindset that they can get rid of Trump. Pelosi's out there talking about how they're collecting data right now for eventual charges for impeachment. Now, I think at this stage it's largely fundraising. I mean, the Democrats know their base is losing its sanity, and that's the best time to separate them from their money. So all this talk of impeachment is designed to ratchet up donations. But they also mean it, and they're also genuinely plotting behind closed doors on how they could get rid of Trump. And it's not just Democrats. This is a nuclear explosion combined with an earthquake in Washington. They don't want Trump to succeed. They don't want an